The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's easy to forget that there's a space station orbiting up there with astronauts inside. Astronauts who go around and around day after day, month after month, in an environment where you are essentially hanging upside down the whole time.
The rush of fluids that are normally kept in your lower body by gravity all of a sudden are free to move up to your chest and up to your head, and it feels like you're hanging on the monkey bars.
Upside down.
Upside down. That's right.
And if you're still thinking about booking that trip to Mars, stay tuned, because there are a few other things you'll need to know, too. Astronaut Tom Marshburn has endured four strenuous spacewalks, and he told CBS's Chip Reed the key to staying healthy in space is simple. Exercise followed by exercise.
It feels just like you're in the gym, and we work on squats very, very hard, as well as upper body work.
If you don't exercise, being that there's no gravity, the body figures you don't need your muscles and you don't need your bones, and you basically start melting away.
When I finished my five-month mission, I was able to stand up, walk a straight line, and it's quite an accomplishment. We had not been able to do that before.
But there are other effects of space travel that exercise can't fix. Here's Dr. Michael Barrett, who logged more than 6 months on the International Space Station.
It's safe to say that radiation is our biggest concern.
It is,
by
the biggest.
Far. Radiation. Unfortunately, the spaceflight environment is a radiation environment.
And that means you run a risk of developing cancer. Not only that, zero gravity changes the shape of the eye, causing astronauts to become farsighted. But when Chip Reed asked astronaut Barrett if he'd be willing to take the six-month trip to Mars...
Would you go to Mars if you had the opportunity?
Like that.
Well, the line forms over there, and the wait is about 15 years. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.